Welcome to Audacity Marketing with Hazel Kimpo and Michelle Frechette. On this podcast, we'll challenge you to think differently and break free of the same old strategies. We'll push you out of your comfort zone and encourage you to think outside the box. So take notes, make bold decisions, and be audacious.
Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Hazel.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing with Audacity. Audacity Marketing? That's the name of this podcast. It's Friday. It's extremely Friday for Michelle and I both.
We should get some SEO juice both directions.
I mean, I bet we probably had, you know, some libations earlier at some point. Anyway, here we go. We have a very exciting talk today. We're going to talk about all things affiliate marketing.
Yes.
And I want to give a little background of like why we're going to talk about this. Like, Michelle, you were saying you were talking about this kind of from the business standpoint of what it is to set up like a affiliate team and all of that kind of stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about that angle of affiliate
marketing? Yeah. So as the company whose products are being sold, you know, you're looking to recruit people to do affiliate marketing for you. You want to make sure that they've got good messages. You want to make sure that you're providing them with good graphics. So they've got banners, they've got social ads, they've got things that will drive sales back to you, including, you know, those links that are affiliate links, right? So that I know that's the person that made the sale. They don't go, hey, by the way, I just made a sale. It was me, I promise, right? And how you put all that together, there's tools involved. You know, where I work, we use impact.com, which is a dashboard and a way to manage all of those kinds of things and what it looks like from that perspective and why you would invite people to be affiliate marketers and who you look for and how you vet them and all those kinds of things. But I'm more interested in talking about how to be a good affiliate marketer because that's where the money is, right? Comes. Yeah. So like I made two sales recently, just two sales by giving somebody my affiliate link. That was it. I haven't even written about it. I haven't put it out on social. I literally just shared links to a hosting company. And at the end of this month, I have $153 coming to me. That's not chump change, right?
I love it. I love it. I think affiliate marketing, obviously nothing new, but it's so funny how many times for this audience, looks like, assume we're talking to small agency owners, solopreneurs, freelancers, you know, you're out there hustling for other clients and your next proposal and all these sorts of things. And the more affiliate income you have as like bread and butter coming through, the less you have to get a new one each month. And here's what's exciting that I really like about affiliate marketing, especially in the world of agency owners and creative entrepreneurs, is we're problem solvers.
Yeah.
And what's great about affiliate marketing is like, you're really just helping someone solve their problem. And like, heck yeah, I want to kick back for that. I'm helping you solve your problem. And you get a kickback of it. And it's like such a natural way to make money if done in this sort of what we'll call audacious way, with is through authenticity and without being spammy, which affiliate marketing can risk being.
Exactly. So, for sure.
Michelle, what's your number one tip? Like, how did you close your two recent sales?
Okay, so they came from two different areas. One was a former customer of mine who I built a website for about 7 years ago. He let it expire. It doesn't exist anymore. He's getting all these calls from Google telling him how much traffic he's missing. And so he reaches out to me and says, I want to get that website back. So we registered the domain. And now I said, but I'm not hosting people anymore. Like when I was freelancing, I would host people, right? I said, so you'll need your own hosting. Here's a link to my hosting.
Yep.
I said, and I fully disclose, I said, I do get a part of that because it's an affiliate sale, but you're not paying any more than you would if you went directly through the company.
Exactly.
It's my link to the company. So I was, you know, full disclosure and all that kind of stuff. He was happy to do it. So not only did I make the money that I charged him for the website, but I made like $75 or whatever it was on him choosing that hosting. The other one, somebody just posted in a local Slack channel, hey, I'm looking for a new host. I don't like my current host. Does anybody have a host I can, you know, that you recommend? And I said, yeah, here's a host I recommend. If you decide to go with them, let me know. I will share my affiliate link with you. And she reached out. She said, I'm actually going to go a different direction. I said, that's fine. No problem. A week later, she says, I changed my mind. What's your affiliate link? And she bought. And so there's my other sale right there.
I love it. So just sort of natural problem solving that's coming up
Yeah.
in these type of conversations regularly. And I think about that extrapolated to productivity software, to hosting, to, I mean, your cell phone service, to all kinds of stuff. It makes me think, it would make me want to add that kind of content regularly to the content I'm already producing. So for instance, whether my company or myself as a thought leader is producing content of any sort, like let's say you're one of these ChatGPT bros. ChatGPT actually doesn't have an affiliate program, but I'm sure the ChatGPT bros in the world have an audience. Let's do someone more authentic, because I don't like those guys. Let's bring even you and I, right? You know what? Let's use ourselves as a case study, Michelle. We don't have an affiliate. We're not doing any affiliate income for this program right now. And in fact, it'd be a great way because we are regularly mentioning products and regularly talking about things. So let's use ourselves as a case study of how we would grow affiliate for this. I think what I would do is like our various topics that we have, I would try to build those into like, let's plan more ahead of time about the products we're going to mention. And if we think about those ahead of time, so for instance, today we're talking about affiliate software. If we came to the table with like, oh, here's like three tools that I think everybody would be really helpful with. And then at the end of the episode, we're like, hey, use this tool. This is marketing in action, folks.
That's right. That's right.
What else has worked for people that you've seen, Michelle?
Blogs. So blog posting with authenticity, when you've used a product, you can write about the product, but you're authentic about your use of the product. So let's say ChatGPT did have an affiliate program and you are writing a review of ChatGPT, you're giving the good, the bad, the ugly, why you like it, why you still recommend it in spite of its downfalls. And at the bottom of that link, you say, and here's my affiliate link if you're interested in purchasing more. I do make a small amount off the purchase of the sale, or the purchase of the sale, the purchase of the product, and but you will pay no more. It's super, super important when you are actually providing links to make sure that people understand that you do make something out of that. In some states, it's illegal to post affiliate links and make money without sharing with people that you're actually making money off of it, because your entire blog post is in fact, in most ways, a sales pitch. Even if you're talking about things authentically, it's a sales pitch. And so you can't make a sale without telling somebody that you're making money off that sale. So you do have to disclose that. And I just want to put that out there at the beginning to make sure people are aware.
Yep, great tip. And that means across social, across your website and the various places as well. With the world of affiliate marketing and being authentic, I think one thing that you've always done really well is not every time you mention the product, it has to have a link. A lot of times people mention the product and talk about it without linking to it directly, or sometimes you're not allowed to. For instance, Pinterest. Pinterest is actually a great spot for B2B software type links for small businesses. But you can't do affiliate links on a lot of stuff unless you're deep into like whatever Pinterest program is. It doesn't mean you can't get people back to your website and people are still going to see and coming back to you. It's another way to continue the traffic, continue SEO. And I would do affiliate even on places where you can't get a direct link, like whether that's Instagram or other spots. Do you have any experience with, I know you posted about brands just like regularly on Twitter without posting a link.
I talk about those kinds of things a lot. And what usually happens if somebody is interested in learning more is they'll DM me, or they'll respond, they'll reply to that post and say, "Hey, can you tell me more?" And I'm like, "Hey, let's have a conversation offline." And then I have that conversation, share whatever I've got to share, and say, "And here's my affiliate link if you're interested in learning more. If you don't want to use the affiliate link, that's fine. You can go directly through the company." Because ultimately, this is not my bread and butter, right? This is extra money. This is Christmas money. This is travel money. This is, what did my grandmother used to call it, like bingo money or pin money, I guess they used to call pin money. Like, this is the
Oh yeah, yeah,
extras.
yep.
I don't even know what pin money means, but I remember her saying that. But yeah, this is the extras. This is dinner on Friday night at a steakhouse instead of ordering a pizza. That's what affiliate money is for me. Other people, it's part of their income revenue stream planning, right? But for me, this is just extra. And so if people don't use my affiliate link, I'm not crushed, right? It's fine.
Right.
But hey, if you want
Are you,
to.
Michelle, do you use Amazon affiliate link much? Personally,
I used to, but I haven't in quite a while. But I'm also haven't been recommending products and sharing products that way either. But that's a good idea. I might have to think about that some more.
I was interested because it's the one that I use the most regularly still. I always come back to that, or if I'm ever producing content even for a client that is looking for easy affiliate links, for instance. I've been doing a lot of work for like therapreneur type businesses. So therapists, as they're branching out of their practice but into more, classes and that sort of thing. Man, Amazon affiliate links have been working so well for them, and in a very
Nice.
natural way. It's all of the kind of curriculum and business that they're and books that they're already always recommending to everybody that signs up, and now they get money on all of that, and it's been a really nice, like, steady income stream to see that. And I wonder if, like, we as agencies and things can offer that to some clients, certain niche clients as well, in a
Yeah.
natural way.
That's a really good idea. I hadn't thought about that, but that's definitely a very good idea.
So what do you have your eyes on for something that you're getting a little bit of like traction with some of your affiliate stuff that you've been starting? What do you have your eyes on that you want to move into next, you think, to try
So
to like get some more affiliate?
I am planning to start personally blogging. So it's hard for me to blog personally, right? Because I blog for so many other different companies. So I'm writing a lot. But I actually just picked up a new gig yesterday from a conversation. For Layer WP, I'm gonna start doing review, plugin review and theme reviews because I
Congrats.
use
I
that
saw
stuff.
that.
It's fun, right? But and it gives me an opportunity if and it's not my blog. So if Ben already has affiliates, affiliate links for the product, they will be his. But if he doesn't, I'll be using my own affiliate links within there. And of course, we will always disclose that. But even on my own personal blog, I'm going to start talking about the things that I'm affiliates with, doing those reviews and sharing that out. I just have to figure out. I have meetmichelle.online, which is like my link tree kind of thing. And I do have an affiliate links page there, but I don't have a blog there because it's really just supposed to be not a blog. It's not supposed to be that big site. It's like my link tree site. But I have worksbymichelle.com, which I am pivoting to michellefrechette.com. And I haven't designed it out yet. Don't even look at it, please. It is so out of date and it's cringe. Like even just the icons I chose, I'm like, oh, it's so cringe. But it's accomplished children. My website is just the worst website ever. But I want to pivot it. I want to reintroduce it probably this fall. And through the blog there, where I've got a lot of content already, I will start to add some of these kinds of things and, do affiliate kind of marketing through there as well.
I love that. I love that. I think, and for me, I don't have a lot of time to spend on affiliate. Like, it's not something I'm similar to you, Michelle. I think I view my affiliate income as like a nice bonus, or like, hey, covers my hosting bill for the month, or covers something like that.
Yeah.
I think the way I do that then is I choose the products I would recommend, and I get small amounts for from Amazon, those sorts of things. But then the ones I'm going to target, I pick ones that have like a really high return. And those are
Yeah.
things like hosting companies, things like big SaaS companies. Notion has a really good one, or ones that you have to kind of get accepted into. You get a lot more money back each time you get a click. So it makes the effort you put into it worth the
Right.
time. I kind of recommend staying away if you're going to be the type of affiliate marketer that Michelle and I are, which I feel like is an authentic, hey, let's make some side income. I recommend staying away from these like affiliate mills that's just like nonstop.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like seventh graders trying to sell you wrapping paper. Like, I'm not sure
And
what you're trying to
I'm pretty sure every write-up came from ChatGPT as well.
100%. 100%.
I will say another tip though is like watch the emails that you get from the companies that you are an affiliate for. So I got an email yesterday from a hosting company that for a very short amount of time, they're paying out 200% or $200 for every sale. But you got to act now. So it would be really beneficial to write that blog post, do a little bit of promotion on social. If people are interested in looking for hosting, now is the time to do it because I can make a lot more money. But if I just
I love
delete
that.
every one of those newsletters, I wouldn't have seen that. So pay attention to your email.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think Michelle and I having a lot of insight to both sides of the aisle of affiliate marketing. One thing that's really important to know is even companies that you might think are big, love affiliates, and you can get one-on-one conversations with affiliate managers quite easily. Like, even if you don't have much yet, like, look them up on LinkedIn and hit them up for whatever company you're interested in. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Michelle, having worked on both sides, like, affiliate marketers will talk to you always.
Always. Well, you know, when you and I have worked together in marketing teams before, you're looking at the bottom line as the director of marketing. The affiliate team is looking for their percentage of, like, they're being held responsible for how much is mark, you know, their salaries and their everything else are part of the overall if they're not bringing money in through the affiliate programs. So yeah, they want to help you. Ask for help, have those one-on-ones, learn more about the products. They will help you be successful.
100%. And I mean, and if you become a good one, that's where you can negotiate better deals too, on ones where, like, I mean, you can become a top affiliate for any certain brand that you're niched into. Well, I think this was a good one. You know what? I want to give a preview of another one I think I want to talk about that we kind of dove into a little bit here, which is personal brand architecture, which I think is a thing. Like, I haven't heard people use this term a lot, but, like, it is so many people I have the same problem you just went into of, like, tangled up of, like, oh gosh, is it my personal side or is it this one? And how do I do it? And, like, their personal brand architecture, I believe, is a thing.
I think I need a Figma board.
You know, I love this.
I do.
All
I think that's our next topic for sure. I appreciate it. Thanks
right, Michelle. Well,
for all
thank
your
you for
insights.
another great day.
Yeah, I love it.
And again, if anybody has any tips or things they'd like to talk about on future episodes, let us know. We're also looking for guests for some episodes throughout the fall and winter. So drop Michelle or I a line on Twitter or any of the other spots that you find us on Slack, etc. And we'll see y'all next time.
Thanks, bye.
This has been Michelle Rochette and Hazel Kimpo with Audacity Marketing. Dare to be different and dominate your market with Audacity.